Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning, Neil.
Good
afternoon. Good evening to our callers. Everybody's spread out all over the United States and beyond. So we're glad you could join us today. We are taking your calls for on-air readings as well as discussing our topic, spirit divisions. And I think what we're going to do is take a caller first and then get into our topic today. So before we do that, we want to invite you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. I feel like a broken record. I do this every show, but your support really helps us out. So we appreciate you joining us on those sites. 914-338-0164 is our call-in number for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And let's take our first caller here, 630. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, are you there? Hi. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. And, you know, when you came on, we heard you so clearly, and then your voice started to fade. So whatever you were doing when you answered was the perfect volume.
Oh, okay. Let me put on my headset. I think that's what it was.
Oh, headset made it better. That's unusual. Usually it's the other way around. What's your name?
Is this better?
Actually, it is. Yes. What's your name?
My name is Mia.
N-I-A?
M-I-A. Mia.
Oh, Mia. Mia, Mia. Okay. Sorry. And Mia, where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. And how did you find us?
Oh, I was looking through the radio show.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we haven't spoken with you before. Mia, would you mind sharing with us your birth date, please?
Yes, it's April 12th.
And the year?
73.
Okay. 7, 17, 27, 9. Okay. Your karmic number, Mia, is 27, and your master number is 9, and you are 43 years old, actually. What's your question?
I'm looking for a job. I've been filling out applications. I've gone to interviews. I don't have an offer. And now I have applications out there and no interviews yet set up.
Okay. All right, well.
And I want to know when. When? Yeah, when is the job coming? Or when I will be getting a job?
9, and she's so 5. She's 2 years away from her next cycle, right? 45?
Multiples of 9 from
birth.
Yeah.
9 from birth.
Mia, this is Neil. Did you... did you go to school beyond high school for at least 2 years, at least?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and she's divisible.
Yeah. And now, are you more or less looking into the world, just say yes or no, are you more or less looking into the world of business itself as opposed to, like, psychology or something like that?
No, there's psychology involved.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's all part of customer service.
You're in customer service?
No, actually, it's patient care.
Patient care.
It's
so there's
part
a
of customer service, yeah.
Patient
so there's
care.
Psychology there.
Yeah, I understand. What do you specifically do in patient care?
I'm looking for nursing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I see what's going on. So in the nursing field, it's kind of like behavioral science is in that element too, in hospitals, nurses.
Yeah,
and
so there's business and psychology involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever worked in a hospital setting as opposed to an office setting?
No, that's what I'm looking for, a job at the hospital.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking these questions because the vibe I'm sort of getting is leading us there, and that's why we finally got there. I think that, it's August. I think no later than September 10th, you have work. That's the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you something real quick. We go back in time.
Okay.
73, 83, 93, the year 2000. Can you tell me something about where you were working in the year 2000 when you were 27?
Oh, yes. It was a different career. I was in an office.
Yeah. So that's why I was feeling the business part of it. So the element of that office, so you were involved in more or less the business accounting type aspects of?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what exactly
Correct.
Was your position in the office? What was your job?
I was an accountant.
You were an accountant.
Yeah, so I said accountant.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing, Mia, is I'm searching through a part of your karma, which had to do with business and accounting, going higher into the element of spirituality, which is the care of people too. That's considered the seventh chakra. Your seventh chakra is broken up by a 4-1-2 originally in the month and day. It becomes actualized in your year, and then of course it's reduced to a 3, but between 7 and 3 is a 4, which means that there's another 7 involved in that drop. Because you go 73, the difference between 7 and 3 is 4, 4 and 3 is 7. So I'm just doing that according to our own methods of numerology. Now, assuming that you're 43, and that is the journey between 7 and 3, because remember that 4-3 is there, I feel you're going to be getting work in the hospital before September 10th. Now, in your family, mother, father, siblings, anybody born in the month of September or October?
Well, I'm married. My husband is in October.
Okay,
that's
that counts. What's his birth date?
October 17th, 1982.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, so.
Do
you have a license for marrying such a young man?
He's easy. He's. God.
29.
No, he's 33. He'll be 34.
No, he's a
in
his
October.
Master number.
No, his master number. His karmic number is 29, 11, and his master number is 2. That's it. Wasn't the age that Neil was referring to?
Yeah, together, your master number and his master number together become a 29, which is his karmic number. Okay.
And her, their fire numbers become her karmic number. Wow, they're really
connected.
Connected.
So you're very connected to this guy, and that includes probably why I felt that month, because that helps to validate that you're going to be getting work on or before September 10th. And you're in Florida. There's actually two large hospitals that I'm seeing somewhere in your area, but they're tall buildings. First of all, are you aware of two tall hospitals within your vicinity?
Yes, both of them are 5 minutes from me.
Okay, so both 5 minutes. You'll probably be working, more than likely, you'll be working at one of those two.
Okay. I got a call back from a hospital that is a little bit farther, 20 minutes driving. And that's a tall building.
But I didn't specify how far. I just sort of said in your vicinity. 20 minutes is, you know, anything under, anything well under a half hour is still within your vicinity. 5 minutes is really close. 20 minutes is fair enough. It's
so
about 10, 15 miles.
But she's stating that there, correct me if I'm wrong, Mia, but there are two hospitals within 5 minutes, and this is a third hospital that's just a bit further out. Is that right?
Yes. The one that's within 5 minutes, actually, I put in an application to volunteer. Because I'm a newly licensed nurse, since it's my second career, and their job posting seems to be asking for more experience. So I put a volunteer application in for the 5 minutes. The one that's 20 minutes away, I had sent my resume, and I got a phone call back for an interview later. Somehow there will be an interview coming.
Yeah, Mia, I think probably that's the one that's 20 minutes away. Probably that's where you'll end up working. So somewhere between now and September 10th, more than likely you'll be working there.
Okay.
So that's to answer your question, your immediate question here.
Okay. Well, Mia, hopefully that's...
Yes. Yeah, so I talked to Human Resource, and now I'm just waiting to talk to the department manager at that hospital.
Yeah, no, they like you. You know, you qualify, and they're ready to hire a fresh new face and someone kind of new to the field. I suspect they're going to like you, and they're going to bring you on, and they're going to feel it's okay. So, you know, you haven't robbed any banks.
No.
You haven't done anything. You know,
in order to get my license, the state actually did all that checking. But I'm sure the hospital will do that too.
Yeah. No. I'm just kidding with you. So everything's fine, Maria. So to answer your question, based on the validations that I got, I'm pretty sure you'll be working on or before September 10th.
Yeah, let us know what happens, Mia, okay?
Okay, yes, because I'm just ready to work.
Yeah, well,
yesterday.
It sounds like it's on the horizon. But we always like to hear back from our callers. So do let us know, and you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, join us on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Good luck.
Thank you so much. It's really helpful.
Good. I'm glad.
The numerology that you're doing.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
Yes. And with my relationship, too, it's correct.
Yeah.
Good.
Even though I didn't call about the relationship.
Well, you can call another day about relationship if you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mia.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
We've got another caller here, and then we're going to get to, oops, I unmuted Mia, and then we're going to get to our topic, but I want to take this caller who came in. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. I'm calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
I just had a question about my future because I'm reconnecting with a former girlfriend. She has a child. I've actually moved forward with the paternity test to see if this child is mine. I don't think it is. He is, excuse me. I just want to know if you see anything in the future about that.
What's your birthday, Chris?
10/29/81.
And do you have the birth date of your girlfriend or?
Yes, you see. June 12th, 1991.
Do you know?
1990.
So you think you may be the father of this child?
You don't think he is.
You took a paternity test.
Yeah, I mean, she's telling people, she told my mom, within the past year or so, though, she completely turned away from my mother, not responded to her at all. My mom's kind of reached out to her. I've been trying to reach out to her. She doesn't want anything to do with it, she says. So that's why I've actually had to go over her head, go to the state.
You know, you're cutting in and out, Chris. I don't know. Something happened with the reception here.
I'm sorry
here.
About that. No, I'm sorry. I have my Bluetooth in. I'll turn it off.
Okay.
She's lost contact with my family. She's lost contact with me. She doesn't want anything to do with me. I've tried to get like a private paternity test done. She doesn't want to do it. So that's why I've had to go over her head and go through the courts to find out if this child's mine. I still love her very much. I still hold the flame for her. I don't know if we'll ever get back together. I don't know if the child's mine. I'm just, you know, have a lot of questions about that.
Okay.
So there's good reason to believe that you could be the father. There's been a parting of the ways between you and her. Was that an argument? Was she involved with somebody else?
She was originally involved with somebody else before she got pregnant. And when it turns out that she was pregnant, she lost contact with him. He actually moved to another city, and I assumed responsibility of the child.
Do you know, we're keeping her name and everything private, but do you know if there's any alcohol in her background, any alcohol abuse in her family or background or anywhere?
Wow. No, but I've contacted mediums before, and the last time I spoke with somebody, like about a month ago, they said that exact same thing.
Yeah.
So that's pretty suspicious. Like I said, I haven't talked to her like in 3 years, so I don't know. But you're the second person to say that. You're a second medium, I guess. So.
As for yourself, Chris, as far as you go, because these questions are kind of still, I'm trying to vibrate towards your question by asking you these questions. So forgive me for some of the questions, but have you ever yourself owned your own company or been your own manager, your own boss, self-employed?
Yes.
And okay. And may I ask the kind of work you do?
I do karaoke DJing and, I own a wrestling company. like Hulk Hogan, kind of Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, WWE wrestling. And we promote shows and have shows.
Okay, good. Good for you. Okay, so there's a problem. The two of you have a strange kind of energy field. Your numbers in numerology, there's a kind of an odd exchange of energy to the extent that your days, if you can understand what I'm saying, your days are in alignment. In other words, her one to your two would be aligned, the days becomes a 12, which is the day she was born. And her two aligned with your nine in the day becomes a 29, which is the day you were born. The element of that is part of a karma. So you have a karma kind of drama going on with her. Now, your master number, Chris, is 4 based on 31 years of karma. So that means 81, 91, 2001, 2011, 2012. There would have been a change in your life or a significant episode when you were 31 and approximately in the year 2012. Did that occur?
Holy cow. I was the director of a nonprofit organization that she was actually a part of. And when I was the director, her and I were not together, but we kind of fooled around, and that's where we reconciled, was from that venture in 2012.
Yeah. Well, one problem, you know, in the analysis of birthday code, going into a deeper element of the body, mind, and soul, one element that this person of interest has is we call her compounded, meaning that her numbers in birth date have to be reduced twice to get to a single digit. So it simply said, she's in numerology, she'd be a 28. You add the numbers together, 2 and 8, that becomes 10. We're still not at a single digit. 1 and 0 is 1. So the compounded essence of that would be, for that very reason, you have to keep reducing the numbers down to get to one number. When we get to her one number, 28, 10, 1, we actualize your month, you know, and then the two of you together become a 4 and a 1, your heart in balance, and she's more in the root chakra system, the first chakra system. But that compounded element means that you're dealing with a very complex female in her regard, which could amount to, for instance, divorces or relationship karma. That's why the child may have come from another relationship while you're engaged and thinking it may be your child, which it may or may not be. I'm not sure. There's some element that that obviously she's threatened by, because she's tried to block some positions of investigation, which is a little bit odd. If she had nothing to fear, why block it? So there's something in there, and she may be overpowered by another individual, another man, who may be like in the lion tribe, claiming everything is his.
Wow.
So some of that may be going on. I want to ask you another question. Do you yourself have a sister?
I do.
Because the vibration of a sister, I ask it because the vibration is underlying my question. So now, does your sister, yes or no, that's all you need to say, is she married?
No.
No. And are you an uncle? Are there two children or two other young people under you somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, so those two children under you is giving me some casual validation, but I mean casual validation, that you could be the father.
Hmm.
And who are the two children under you?
Probably my nephews.
Yeah, because I felt it was from a sibling. I just had the wrong sibling. So
how many siblings do you have, Chris?
I have a brother as well, and it's my brother's children.
It's your brother's children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris, it's hard. I mean, on the psychic radio, I'm getting a...
Well, the radio readings of what you're saying are limited, but, you know, we're trying to get a quick answers for complex questions a lot of the time.
I'm getting some sense of validation that this could be your child. She's got a problem, though. You're dealing with a very complex person, and you yourself come in with a lot of
29.
Extraordinary karma. Yeah. The 29
the zero,
brings in karma in
zero.
Sexual relationship. The 10, some problem in there. Were your parents, any alcohol in your parents' background?
My biological father, yeah, and his side of the family.
Yeah. So all of this is unraveling some bits of truth here and there. And what it does is it presents to me a broader picture of complications that, I think you should pursue and get closure on this situation, but you're going to have a hard, complex problem with her. You still have a flame for her, as you said. She's got problems. For peace of mind, find the truth, but I would say for peace of mind, pursue another human being aside from what the truth is with the child, because she's going to present to you a world of turmoil. Now that you could follow that world and have a life of turmoil with this person if you want to have a complicated love relationship and be vulnerable to hurt. But I would recommend that you move outward, you know, go into something, another area. I do see, you know, in conclusion because we are limited time, for some reason I'm seeing a fireman around you, someone in the fire department. Do you know anyone
That's
in the
brother.
Fire department?
That's just
my brother's a firefighter.
Yeah. So that's our another validation for you.
A validation as in?
Well, so I, you know, Chris, probably you've called other radio shows or dealt with other, you know, people that call themselves psychics. The way that Neil works is, you know, picking up the information that he is getting from you helps to validate the information that he's giving you. So he's giving
I
you
see.
Information and then he's picking up valid, accurate facts about you. And when he does that,
True.
That is a message from a guide angel that is confirming what he is stating is the correct advice.
I see.
The correct guidance.
I see.
So that's how it
awesome.
Works.
And
that's also,
beautiful.
You know, a lot of times when validations are received, it also helps to clear karma. I mean, maybe not in this situation, but that's, you know, another process of getting validations. It's clearing out old energy. So it's interesting. You know, it's worth investigation on, I think probably I would, you know, consider calling because it's possible, you know, in a deeper reading, there can be more revealed. And the number to do that. 562-596-7818. Did you want to say something before we move on, Chris?
Well, I just think I think you're very good. The fact that the first thing you said was about the alcohol and her problem with alcohol, like I said, you're not the first person to tell me that. And, do you think it's a situation where I could gain custody of him if he is my child because of her alcohol abuse, or do you see anything like that happening, or is this?
Well, you know, that's a whole different, going in there through the courts, and if you're the biological father, of course you're going to be given certain rights. Having main custody is going to be is not something I currently see in my field of vision, but that would be worked out in the more of the concrete rules. You know, we aren't there yet. I think what has to happen is we're getting enough validation for you to explore and demand a test.
Right.
And then, get a proper attorney and move through the legal system. I think that's,
okay.
I think this reading is exploring that that would be a worthwhile venture if you haven't done so already.
Okay. Oh, no, the wheels are in motion.
All right, Chris. Well,
I'm going to thank you very much. I know I'm taking up your time, so I appreciate
you
doing a good thing. And
we're here for you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And the number to call again, 562-596-7818. And, you know, that's the difference between being psychic and being intuitive, is actually picking up solid information, concrete information about a person. It's not just advice or a feeling. We've got another caller, and then we're going to talk, which is getting delayed today for some reason. But hello, who's this? 401, are you there, or are you on another?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. The food of the gods. Okay,
yep.
Ambrosia. What's your birth date?
4/14/87.
I'm sorry, say that again.
4/14/87.
All right, we're going to add up your numbers while you talk. What's your question? Where are you calling from, too? Let us know that as well.
I'm in Florida right now.
Get a lot of calls from Florida.
Lots. Well, it's a big state.
Yeah. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You're in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, there's a high interest in psychics. Psychic readings. I don't know, I guess. I mean, are there a lot of metaphysical stores and things like that in your area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Like every turn, every corner.
Wow. Okay, so she's a 34/7.
Right.
And what's your question?
Well, I've just moved here because I had a baby, you know, the father's here. So my question is, I'm not sure if I should just go back home because we're not really working out the relationship, or should I work it out with him and stay here in Florida?
Okay. Where are you from? Are you from the East Coast? You sound like you're from the East
Coast
a little bit.
I'm from
what
Rhode
state?
Island.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
And so do you like Florida or Rhode Island better?
I like Florida better. I mean, I don't have much family either way. It's the same scenario right now. I'm just staying with a friend. It's the same thing if I go back up north. It'd be the same thing if I stay here. So I'm not
okay.
sure if I should just go back up north and start my life there without him, or should I try to stay down here, find an apartment of my own, and keep him closer to his father.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you're not married, right? You guys aren't married.
Right. No.
So, is he pursuing any kind of rights or anything through the courts? Control?
No. No.
Does he seem to even care, or on a level of 1 to 10, how much does he want to maintain a connection with his child?
He's not from 1 to 10. I'll say like 5. It's half and half. It's like one day yes, one day no. One day yes, one day no.
Yeah. And how about a connection with you?
I mean, he keeps in contact, but, I mean, conversations go nowhere pretty much.
Well, you know, I mean, he's noncommittal somewhat. At least he's in a great debate. And because he's not showing an emphasis of motivation towards having you and the child in his life, he can, you know, with a child, it's not like, it's not like ice cream. I feel like it one day, now I don't, now I do. Now, you know, for you to use your vital energy in life based upon his indecisiveness would not be a wise move on your part. So you should first of all do what you want to do, and if he wants to see his child on his given days of interest, let him come out, go out and fly out and see the child or something, or that's something you can work out in the courts. But I'm not going to go on the radio and say to you, you need to give up your life to accommodate his indecisiveness, and you need to get an apartment, and you need to be near, because maybe one day he'll wake up and want his child. If that happens, you can make a decision about moving closer to him. But I don't think it's healthy for you to say, I need to be by this indecisive man, because it's about maintaining something. you can, that can easily be maintained. And if he is the father, which he apparently is, and he does have an interest, let him come out and see you unless he's willing to make a strong commitment. So that's advice. That's advice for
okay.
you. That's just 5 cents of advice.
He says I could stay with his mom, but like until I find my own apartment and stuff, that's as much as help I've gotten from him so far.
God.
What did she say?
She can state that he offered for her to stay with his mother, and that's about all the help that
she's
gotten from him.
Well, you know, he's not a man.
I mean,
he's not a man. He's a mama's boy. And if that's what he wants, if he wants to lay his responsibilities on his mother, that's not really healthy. Now, are you sort of in a, go ahead. Are you going to say something?
Can you hear us, Ambrosia? I don't think she can hear us. Let me unmute.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us now? Bad connection, and it's not, I think it might be on her end. Can you hear us now? No, dropped. I think she had a bad connection.
Okay.
We've got other callers.
Mm-hmm.
586. Hi there. Who's this? 586, can you hear us? They dropped. 352, can you hear us?
Hi, I can hear you.
Good. We've got someone that can hear us. Who's this?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi. And you're in Florida, right?
Yes, I am.
Birth date?
11/12/1982.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
I just wanted to know if you pick up anything for love life for me.
25/7.
For love life? For love life.
Yes.
And you're 33 years old?
Yes.
Well, love life, that there was a change around going back in the development of all your relationships. There was a change around the age of 25. What happened then?
Yeah. I was with my ex, which is my kid's father, and this thing started changing with us, so then it never worked out.
Uh-huh. And have you ever worked in any establishment where there was food, alcohol, restaurant, bar? Have you ever done anything like that throughout your whole life?
No.
Do you know anyone who worked in such an environment?
Maybe the ex?
He did drink. I mean, we did both drink. Not like me, not excessively, but...
Would he go to the bars and drink?
I would, yes.
Okay, that's where it's coming in. Okay, so I'm using that little bit of information to go over to your question about love life. I don't know, I'm seeing a lot of balloons around you. How old is your child?
I have three. I have 13, 10, and 11.
Oh, 13, 2, and 11?
No, 13, 10, and 11.
10 and
11. 10 and 11. Well, the 10-year-old, the 10-year-old's quite, you know, the balloons I'm seeing, they equate to more younger children. So I'm seeing that. Who is the 10-year-old? Is that male or female?
Male.
Yeah, because it was a blue balloon I was seeing. That's more of a
And
boy.
Wasn't it 2007 that she turned 25?
82, 92, 2, yeah.
Yeah, and so her child, she was pregnant with her child, because her child,
okay.
2007, that's 10, almost 10 years from now. I mean, then, so.
Yeah.
When did you have it? How old was 2006 you had your child?
Yes.
Yeah,
2006,
so that's
and then
it.
I had one 2005, and then I had one 2007. 2002.
Right. But right around 2007, which was your karmic change, and she's in November. So that's why it's within that window, 9 month window.
Well, you know, your birth date suggests that you have relationships throughout your life. So I'm not worried about you being in a vacant zone. I'm not worried about that. You are starting
right.
another multiple of seven from the age of 25, because from the age of 25, your life also goes in increments of seven. 32, so 33 is the first year of a new cycle. You're probably going to, I would say that this November, by or before this November, you'll be in a new relationship.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever had to hold down two jobs at once at any point in your life?
I did.
Uh-huh.
It was at the same place, but I worked different jobs at the hospital.
Yeah. So at another hospital. Okay. So I'm telling you, on or before November 2nd, you'll be in a new relationship, and this one will be a little bit more stable than what
Good.
You're used to. And I think the person will be okay with your kids, you know, having that part of his world now. So that's what I'm suggesting will happen. I mean, that's about all the time we've got for that question, but that's a start at least.
All right, Andrea, good luck. Andrea,
oh, thank
Andrea,
you very much.
I just pronounced your name wrong. Apologize.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're a little backwards today. We took a lot of callers before our topic, so we're going to get into that now. Today we're talking about spirit division. Spirit division.
Spirit
it's an interesting
division.
Title.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not every spirit we are bound to encounter covers every area.
Right. So they all fit a certain purpose, or each one of them fits a certain purpose, or fits into a category of how they operate.
You could say
essentially.
You know, there's spirits of the chakra systems, spirit for home, spirit for relationships, spirit for intellectual pursuit. I mean, they all have a certain energy field that they work with. You can encounter a spirit that does cover all areas, but the fact that there are spirits that cover specific areas sort of takes away from the purity of what a singular spirit can do. Sometimes a singular spirit can cover many areas. Sometimes they are more specific. Some spirits are divine. They give divine knowledge. They feed information. Other spirits are survival spirits that protect individuals that are constantly in danger.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between spirits and angels. I'm assuming that we're talking about spirits that were not in physical bodies before. I mean, there are spirits that were humans.
Yeah.
But in this topic, talking about maybe spirits that help the chakra system, spirits with divine information, usually those types of spirits were not human beings. So what's the difference?
Well,
spirits versus an angel, and where do they originate from?
Well, angels are of a different substance. They're of a different celestial substance. And angels have they're a softer energy than the spirit. Angels don't come in prepared for the harshness. A spirit, you know, we have body, mind, soul, spirit. The move from soul and releasing the soul from karma entirely so that there's pure spirit is more pertaining to the higher spiritual breath or the essence of God. So that energy is there. Angels are different. The angels are like the chorus. They are the sounds of the background. They provide the essence of the beauty of sound. And we're talking about the essence of celestial sound. Sometimes they are messengers that give a specific message. A spirit can can go in, like a spirit might give a novel of ideas, a whole book, you know, the whole book. An angel might come in and just say a word or two. So angels, so sometimes they come in as they almost have, they're almost like a guest star in a movie.
So they're less involved in human affairs than spirits?
Well, it's they're in a different hierarchy system. It's not so much that they're less involved, but they have a, they're distinctly different than a spirit. It's just a different category. It's almost like saying, well, you know, we have many life forms on the planet and we have many mammals, but a bear is not going to be the same as a dog. They might be similar, but they carry different characteristics. An angel doesn't always give divine information.
Interesting.
They can, because but they're not really here to give, like the book of Revelation.
Revelation.
It wasn't an angel giving the, it was a spirit.
It was a spirit.
Giving the energy.
So. Hmm.
And to be in the spirit, you don't say, well, we're in the spirit. You don't say, well, we're in the angel. I mean, you can say we're in the angel. You can say whatever you want. But usually when you're in spirit, you don't, our language doesn't go, we're an angel. So spirit is the circumference of the breath of God. An angel is something more specific. It's got a certain quality.
Specialized, more of a specialized.
It's a specialized thing.
Category. Than
I don't
a
know.
Spirit.
You know, how could I equate it? A spirit would be every day of the year, and an angel would be the birth date or the holidays. They come in sort of in and out.
Well,
now,
spirits, well, as we've heard, they come and go.
They come and go.
come and go, come and see.
Boy George. but
he's neither spirit nor angel.
No, he just comes and goes.
Right.
But the element, it's not a very easy thing to describe.
It isn't.
You're trying
it isn't.
To use human language equate a form of energy that takes on a certain
so
noun.
Spirits are born of the essence of spirit. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean,
and then what about, okay, I mean, because I'm trying to make a differentiation. God, for instance, has legions of angels. I mean, is there a difference in where these entities originate from? That the angels are more associated with, you know, like God's army versus spirits coming from the essence of spirit.
Well, yeah, it's hard, you know, when you're talking about the breath of existence.
I mean, it's all from
about
the,
that whole scheme of things. It all comes,
right, it's all
from
down
absolute
one
source.
Absolutely. But
the absolute one source encompasses everything.
Right, and it has
so
divisions, which is what we're talking about.
And you
about.
Have divisions. So you have to be able to train your brain into thinking that one is many and many is one.
Right.
And they're both distinct as concepts, but they still fulfill an absolute one energy, just like all of existence is in one big scope. But yet we think of it as having divisions or separate parts. And they're both true. We have to hold that dichotomy in our mind. So when we're dealing with spirit and angel, it's different, because as soon as you begin to speak of both matters, even the best of us will form contradictions in our definition, because they're so interconnected and interrelated. But the way that I mean, I can feel in the privacy of my mind what the difference is. But when you
to
articulate it,
is another
it's like,
story.
It's like trying
sure.
to describe why water is wet, you know?
Yeah.
You can't, it's hard to separate the wetness from the water, even though they both seem to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. But not everything that is wet is water. So it's a difficult premise. But the more that you climb into the spirit of God, the more you understand the essence of spirit and angel. But I would say, I would begin the conversation by saying spirit is an enveloping energy. It's a very powerful enveloping energy. Yes, you can have individual spirit, but it's an enveloping, it's all enveloping. An angel isn't all in it. Angel is more of a separate energy. You don't have an all-consuming angel, but you can have an all-consuming spirit. So the essence of the spirit is more or less to the absolute oneness of energy. The essence of an angel wouldn't be the absolute oneness. But an angel...
It's more individualized, even though there's not that separation.
Yeah.
It's, you have to think of both concepts at once, as you said. More individual,
well,
yet...
We say the spirit of God. We don't say the angel of God.
Well...
Because it's... Well, in our generalized language...
Right, I know what you're saying.
We don't... That's not usually what how people express it. We can say an angel of God.
Of God, but
well,
not...
we don't say... But we say the spirit of God. It's just a common conference that we have in our on our tongue. An angel is... God produced the angels. You know, God is never, there's never a total satisfaction. He's always making, he doesn't make one person. He makes many people. He doesn't make one plant. He makes many plants. He likes abundance. Go forth and multiply. He's seen God as an energy seems to get enjoyment out of multitude. But the singularity of existence is still part of that multitude. And so you have the two concepts coinciding. And when you get into the division of spirit or the division of angels, and you get lost in that, then you're not really defining the absolute oneness of, of existence. And it gets confusing. But to add to the contradiction, there is separateness in the entity world.
Right. Now, angels are not as likely to cause disturbances in a home as a spirit is.
Well, you can have the angel of death. You can have avenging angels. You can have
right,
angels
but
death.
I'm not talking about like a negative disturbance necessarily. But I mean, the presence of spirits in the home versus angels in the home is going to be different.
To add to that, yes, you know, you can have bad spirits, and you can have.
You can have good spirits that, you know, make themselves known in a home, as we well know.
The form of duality, you know, it reduces us into a world where that duality is shy of the absolute oneness of God. So the absolute oneness of God is a uniform all unto itself. The duality issue, the split, proves that there is not anything absolute oneness aside from God, so to speak. So when you get into these splits, good and bad, light and dark, male and female, positive, negative, we're really getting into the idea that everything is shy of the absolute power because it's got to be reduced into a kind of duality of sorts. But that's to show that we also have the ability to have free will. So free will becomes a consideration when you're dealing with duality. And the free will factor gives us the breath temporarily of feeling like God, because God gives us the privilege of having free will so that we can feel what it is to be powerful without losing thought of the idea that there's always something more powerful above us. So we're not talking about the power of ego, we're talking about the power of choice.
Right.
Which gives us a sense of what it's like to be like a God, but not to mistake ourselves as God.
But the difference is that, you know, God doesn't have the same consequences that human beings have based on the free will that's exerted.
Well, and of course we're talking about how we even define what God is, because there's going to be some people out there who do not believe God is some entity with a long beard that taps the earth and taps.
No, I think he has a trimmed beard.
Trimmed, yeah. So the essence of that energy, whatever is defined as that absolute wonderment. That's really what we're speaking of. But as soon as we put consciousness into that energy,
then,
and we put morality and ethics and right or wrong, or what is forbidden,
duality.
What isn't forbidden, then we get into the idea of what approaches the religion of spirituality and the conditions of spirituality. It's not unconditional. In terms of religion, it's not unconditional. There are conditions. Now, those conditions can be traced with their own subplots of angels and spirits and what's right and what's wrong, and it becomes a vast array of characters. But still, the essence of this is, I think, worthy of even further discussion when we get into the creative process and some of the other aspects of how we have evolved in terms of being a spirit essence to a soul, to a body, and that is the most concrete of all the energies, and how we are ultimately reduced back to a spiritual form, which is the most abstract of the entities, the trilogy of body, mind, and soul.
And Neil, we're almost out of time. So I think on the next episode, we can get more into those specific divisions, if you'd like, how spirits work in our lives. Because I think we kind of veered off topic. Yeah, I mean, we were on topic, but maybe it went a little bit into an area that we didn't think we were going to go into today. So that's always good, I think. And we are back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we hope our callers join us then. Thank you so much.